Hey, everybody, today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Arizona, pretty important state. Live here, spent a lot of time here, and we decided we wanted to talk to all the people running for the United States Senate in Arizona, get a kind of lay of the land and a feel of what they want to do if they are elected U.S. Senator of the 48th state in Arizona. We talk about the border, we talk about many different things. Today on the program is Jim Lehman. Businessman. He's been generous to Turning Point USA, and he joins our program to talk about his candidacy for the Senate seat in Arizona. I think you're really going to enjoy hearing from him and our back and forth about the critical issues that are happening in Arizona and also across the country and the importance of getting engaged in the conservative movement during these times. It's critically important. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. It's freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, take out your podcast application, type in Charlie Kirk Show, and hit subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. That's tpusa.com, the nation's largest educational movement focused on passing down American values to your children and grandchildren to make sure that they can live in a free country. TPUSA.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. With us is a friend of mine, someone who's been very generous to Turning Point USA, and he's a great American, Jim Lehman. And you're running for U.S. Senate in Arizona.
Charlie, it's time for Washington to see some real action on the U.S. Senate floor. Somebody's really going to stand up for America First, Arizona. I'm going there to make sure it happens, brother.
I love to hear that. And so you built a business here in Arizona. Tell us about that.
Really a great foundation up. 8 years ago, we brought in great guys from the coal and gas industry, which I had led for many years. Second largest company in that industry was fortunate to not start it, but build it to what it was. And then bringing those guys over, seeing an opportunity that said there's a new form of energy that if we focus with utility types, really strong power people, not looking at it as a greeny thing, but looking at it as a power thing, that we have the potential for it to become the lowest cost power of the grid. And we've actually achieved that. About 5 years ago, we hit parity with the lowest current then form, natural gas. We've continued to drive that down. And today, Charlie, it's half the price of natural gas. I'm a believer in American energy dominance, not just independence, as our past president said.
Yep.
Or asterisk guys that are in there now would not believe it. But we just have a strong belief that we've got so much bountiful resources in the country, add solar to that mix. We should absolutely not be doing what the Biden and Kelly administration are doing now, begging Saudi Arabia for more fuel and just crazy things like that when we've got it all here.
And it creates American jobs too, right?
Absolutely. And with mining, by the way. We should be doing much more of that. But these are fantastic jobs in energy and mining.
High-wage jobs, right?
High-wage. I was talking to mining guys down in Nogales, that we have some of the largest deposits in the world of manganese that were sitting under, quote, Forest Service land. It's our land as citizens that we've got to begin to figure out how we're going to make sure that happens to extract it. The beginning job at $78,000 as a machinery operator.
Wow.
8,000 counting the indirect jobs just in one mine. So same in energy. It's just craziness that's going on in D.C. today. And that's, as a business guy, that's what I intend to bring, Charlie, to the U.S. Senate. A lot of common sense. That's probably about 70% of
that's
it
right
there. And then we go from there.
So before that, you played football at the University of Alabama, right?
Had two great years, Coach Bryant.
You played for Bear Bryant. What was that like?
Oh, It's whatever the toughest thing you've ever done,
yeah,
kind of multiplied about 10.
Is that right? So that was like tougher that. Than even building the business.
Oh, absolutely. But so such a learning experience that if you put your mind to it, and soul and guts and the whole package, and you go after it every day to be a national champion, not to win a game, just.
And you guys won the national title.
The team that I went there with did. I stayed 2 years, Charlie, and then moved back into civil engineering and a great time in the military. Those who stayed, and I just visited with them, they threw a big fundraiser for me back one of the games this year in Alabama. They wear that ring very proudly at the end of their time at Alabama.
So. They know how to win football games. You could actually, Arizona Cardinals are pretty good this year. So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
I was going to say you could teach them, but they're actually pretty good. So.
Your brother Bidwell and team and guys have just done a phenomenal job there. Great success.
So a lot of people are interested in this race. So we're airing this to our national audience. We're headquartered in Arizona, and we're talking to all the candidates. And I've known you for a long time, and I could speak to your character. You've been very good to us. I want to make sure everyone knows that. But there's a common theme where people are worried that we're going to get someone who talks a good game and does something different. Talk a little bit about that. That's one of the reasons why you're running, isn't it?
Exactly, Charlie. The quintessential example of that is who we have in the Senate now, Mark Kelly, as a moderate. I don't think many people believe that, but we can see what's occurred in his Senate time there. He's voting, of course, 100% with what the most left want. Unionization of Arizona, open border, CRT. I mean, just crazy things that he's doing there. As a veteran and a businessman, you can't do that in business. You can't promise your customers one thing and do another. You won't have a customer, and then other customers will understand that's not a company to be trusted. So look very forward to doing that in Washington. As I've talked all across this beautiful state, 1,000 miles a week and record audiences, just great enthusiasm. The guys, from our priorities for the Lehman campaign, number one, secure the southern border. Without borders, we just don't have a country.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, let's get back to America first. Not China first, like Biden and Kelly seem to have done, but America first. And then thirdly, get the federal government out of our face. All these mandates and mandatory this and stuff. We didn't have that when I grew up, and we just don't need it today. We get back to solid American principles. Trust locally, right? The federal government is supposed to be fairly small. They were given a limited amount of power. I intend to be hell-bent on making sure we get it back to that on the U.S. Senate floor.
So the type of senator you'll be, will be someone who will obviously fight. Are there any people that inspire you right now in the Senate that you think that's the type of senator I want to be?
Well, I've seen Cotton stand up, quite a bit.
We love Tom Cotton on our
show. He is really... Yeah. I think some of the things that – and a military guy as well.
And really good on immigration.
Really good on immigration. And by the way, getting some really strong influence, coaching, and understanding in depth of the border situation myself, for the fact being endorsed by the National Border Patrol Council, all 21,000 members.
They endorsed you.
Endorsed me, the earliest ever. Brandon Judd, Tom Holman.
I know Brandon. He's a good guy.
Morgan. They are front and center in policy because – I look at it, Charlie, as, I'm coming to the table as the leader and the strategic guy in this beautiful team, just like you build in a business where you got the best expert in engineering or construction, those type things. The same way is it with Brandon on the border. Each individual of our policies, about 20, by the way, we're building on our website even to let people know that we're not going to say one thing and do another, is having those experts with us so that we absolutely – we're going to go work our tails off. We're not going there to take vacations. We're going there to get business done for the people of Arizona and this country.
And that's been really rare. So talk a little bit more about the immigration issue. What are some of the specifics? Because it seems that there's been a lot of promises made. So, for example, President Trump, who you and I both admire greatly and you supported generously throughout the campaign and bundled a lot of money for him, he was not able to get the Senate partners to build his border wall. Is that something that you would openly support?
Charlie, absolutely. In talking with Brandon, number one is remain in Mexico policy and really enforce it, not just speak to it, mm-hmm. but really enforce it. Number two, complete the remaining 124 miles of the wall that we need. Third, mandatory E-Verify. And then fourth, end sanctuary cities. So deep in a policy understanding of that, it goes much deeper with Brandon and the guys, but helping me to understand that in depth. And it's just a fact that people are coming from around the world. This is not a humanitarian issue of our friends and neighbors in Mexico. This is out of control.
That's right. And it's subsidized by other governments, too.
Other governments that are emptying their prisons.
That's right. That's exactly right. Emptying their mental institutions. Yes.
Military-age males coming here. Guys, this is an invasion. And the people of Arizona
are not just scared.
They are radically upset that their state is being used for this as a conduit. Look at the fentanyl coming through. China, who wants this country, working overtime to produce fentanyl, pushing it through the border. And you can see it in the spikes that we're seeing in the crime. The Arizona Police Association has endorsed also, by the way, my campaign, the earliest ever, and also the 50 largest agencies were unanimous. Never happened before. They see morale down significantly because things like the border. They're supposed to keep our streets safe, yet we've got crime rampant because of the open border in large part. These things, Charlie, are straightforward America First items, common sense, and get back to doing what Americans and Arizona folks here expect me to do.
Well, and I'm really worried about Arizona for a variety of reasons. We live here now, my wife and I. I love Arizona, especially this time of year. It's no better place in the world. And the streets are safe and clean, but you're starting to see things change, an increase in panhandling, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. being woken up by cop cars going by. Not to say that's necessarily anything new, but there's been an increase in crime in certain areas. And it's bothering normal people in Arizona, which has always been a very family-friendly state. And you built a business here. You know, you built, you know, a whole life here. Talk about kind of the Arizona way of life. What makes it unique? And what are some of the direct challenges to that, especially when it comes to crime and public safety?
Let me say, Charlie, that in the company I built, 1,742 jobs.
That's a lot. In Arizona?
Across the country.
Okay.
Headquartered right here in Arizona, lots of great engineering jobs and other management positions here. And I'm a hands-on guy. I go out to the job sites and I understand, you know, where people's heads are at relative to the country. No one wants the depression in wages that open border brings. American citizens should all be able to climb the economic ladder that we should be able to provide for them. And we're seeing that a lot in Arizona because we're such a funnel, such a conduit, because our border is so open across our beautiful state. The drug centers that are here that are funneling it across the country, you know, that's just not what Arizona's about. I have a vision that in, again, being very hands-on and spending a fair amount of time in Nogales and Yuma and Tucson, they want the same things that we want in Scottsdale or in Lake Havasu. They want their kids to grow up, enjoy great schools, have access to good medical care, have safe streets, safe homes, have an aspiration of moving up the ladder economically. The Biden-Kelly guys are totally trying to destroy that with their open border globalist policies, bringing it back to America first, manufacturing back to America, which I'd love to talk a little bit about.
I want to.
Done so much in our company in that respect. Those are the ways up. Mining our own products, which we have bountiful supplies of. Not saying it's being extremely smart. It's a lot of common sense. But have the guts to go to the U.S. Senate floor and demand that that occur for our citizens versus the sellout that occurs so often, Communist Chinese Party and others.
In both parties, by the way, Republican and Democrat.
Oh, Charlie, it's shameful. But you're right.
And that's something we must recognize. I've been telling you guys about Relief Factor for quite some time. And truth is, I know millions of people are, in fact, 100 million people are in some kind of pain. Look, producer Andrew, he couldn't walk. He was a hobbled individual. He was bedridden in his chair, complaining all the time. And then all of a sudden, we got this call from Relief Factor. They said, hey, we want to partner with your show. We're going to send you some Relief Factor. Producer Andrew got it. He took it, got a little bit better, took some more, got a little bit better. Next thing you know, he's doing the Fallsberry flop like you wouldn't believe. In fact, he might be training for an Ironman. It's pretty incredible. Now, he says it's thanks to Relief Factor. I ask him all the time, Relief Factor? He says ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free supplement. You can get it for less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. So go to ReliefFactor.com, and I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start to see if we can get you out of pain. And then after that, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to relieffactor.com. That is relieffactor.com. I'm telling you, a lot of people are in pain. It's 100% drug-free. Don't go to opioids. Don't go to these other things. Check it out at relieffactor.com. So you brought it up, and I was going to ask you, let's just talk about generally, you're a business guy. You could see things in the numbers. And especially you've created manufacturing jobs and things that are not that are finite. Not to say that, you know, technology is not important, but you see you've probably as a businessman, especially right up until you sold your business, you saw the increase of prices and how inflation was impacting regular people. Talk a little bit about that, and then Talk about what the U.S. Senate needs to do to restore faith and confidence in the U.S. dollar, because we have a 10% trim right now, a year, on the value of the U.S. dollar. Yeah.
Playing right out of the Chinese Communist Party playbook. Devalue the dollar, have the yuan as a global currency, and unfortunately it's going to be potentially game over for our currency when that occurs. We cannot let that happen. These current policies of printing endless money cannot continue to occur. One of the big principal reasons that I'm running in this race. In our company, we took an approach of America first and worked very hard with American suppliers. And we'd say, here's the global price. We can't pay a lot extra. We'll pay a little bit for that great American quality and keep it in country. So work with them. Do we give them a bigger order? Do we help a little bit more on upfront cash flow because they wanted to keep those jobs? You're going to see some beautiful testimonials of myself against Mark Kelly about American jobs created in manufacturing and services versus his sellout to China. By doing that, we secured our supply chains, which has gone crazy as well as inflation. By buying with these vendors, when they have price increases they must pass on, we understand that, but they don't gouge because they know we've helped them build their companies, expand their companies, and they've been partners all along the way right here in America. Someone from China could care less. And in a solar industry, which China provides many of the products globally, we were able to get that one. At the time of solar company, we were down to 5% of Chinese manufactured goods. And even in that percentage, we were looking at acquiring American manufacturing to take that to zero. So the American currency, of what debt we have now, these crazy numbers that the politicians have racked up, causing tremendous pressure on the currency. Another policy going to the Senate is live within our means. You know, we send $3.5 trillion. That's enough.
And we're borrowing another $3.5 trillion. Oh. So let me ask you, Jim, something specific. There's been a fight the last couple of months with McConnell and other with the debt ceiling. Do you think if you were a senator right now, would you be voting to raise the debt ceiling right now?
Never. I've said on the trail, I will never sign a debt increase for our country. We have to understand how to live within our means. We have to prioritize. What are those priorities? Is number one, safety, both militarily, our border patrol, our men and women in uniform across the country and law enforcement. Number two, the most needy, those who can't take care of themselves mentally or physically. Third, those who've counted on Social Security and Medicare. And after that, Charlie, everything's on the table. One beautiful just nugget waiting to be taken off the list is the Department of Education, which we no longer need.
Oh, I'm a big fan of that one.
Let's get rid of
it. Not
and
so much.
Department of Energy, they're always behind industry, much more. But my point is we really got to live within our means. We can't keep piling this debt on our kids and grandkids. It's just unethical,
yes.
Much less un-American. And I intend to be brutal. I mean, it has got to be done. In our business, we always had to balance our budgets. In our homes. We built a billion-dollar business in 8 years, owned no debt. So I understand about making priorities. I understand about hard work, and I'm up for it. I volunteer for it, and I want to help our country.
So you know a fair amount about infrastructure, and there was this infrastructure package that was passed, which we were very critical of on the show. Would that be something you would support? Talk a little bit about that.
A support infrastructure, but not in the ways that we've just seen it. It was a guise to try to make people believe bridges and things like that, because we do have those needs. But we have a tax on our gasoline, on our diesel fuel and products of that nature that's what that's supposed to go to. Okay, and it's not being used, going into the general fund, into everything else. I read Sinema's text or her story on infrastructure, and literally over the 10-year period, there was only $7 billion going to come to Arizona anyway.
That's right.
I mean, my goodness, a drop in the bucket to the trillions plus that they have authorized to go into, gosh knows, things that have nothing to do with what we as Americans would want to see in our airports, roads, and bridges and things of that nature. Airport's a good example of how a bond issue works. You know, Americans buy those bonds and we update our airports and they get a little revenue stream back. We have, like I said, the tax for gasoline. We really got to get back to what those were originally set up for.
What can we pay for? Right?
What can we afford to pay for? And what are our priorities? All of this other stuff, the Green New Deal and all this craziness that they talk about. Solar, as I said earlier, we've already driven utility scale, big scale. It doesn't need more government interference, more government push. The private sector has that and running with it under President Trump beautifully.
The only government interference I'd have with solar is that they should be made in America, not mainland China, is that we need to manufacture our products here.
President Trump's tariffs, and going back to the big picture of manufacturing, bringing manufacturing back to America, in that scenario where those tariffs were placed, it brought manufacturing in solar panels back in part into the U.S., and, of course, we have panels we're requiring in Europe. My view of China and India or others is that they need to play with a level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
American businesses have to have reasonable pollution standards, reasonable workplace safety rules, reasonable wages and insurance, and et cetera. If you don't comply with that internationally, then you've got to pay the toll before it comes on shore.
That's right.
So it's a level playing field. And by the way, use those tariffs not into the general fund. Put those in investment tax credits to rebuild American manufacturing.
I totally agree.
Redo American mining and processing of those ores on shore. So, again, we can balance those. And one thing that I disagree with the president on the tariff was don't do it on a total Navarro. Don't do it 30% one day. Give us 10% a year. We can absorb it over that period of time by everybody in the system finding a way to make it work like good American innovation does. And then we could preserve construction jobs that are already in the pipeline. What unfortunately occurred is it was slammed at 30%, and I testified to that point. Go a little more incremental. But irrespective, we've since recovered over that period of time. So I'm very big on American manufacturing coming back, in particular to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
We've got great right-to-work laws, assuming Mark Kelly doesn't screw it up before we get to the Senate.
I don't think he will. But
we've got great talent here, great universities here, great technical schools, great climate. As you can see with Taiwan bringing their
huge facility here,
facilities here.
Semiconductor or something.
So many other industries right here in Arizona, particularly. I'm a big proponent, as I've told the folks down in Nogales and Yuma and in Tucson, in the rural areas, in Payson, and in places where we want our kids to grow up in Arizona and stay there. Don't need everyone coming into Scottsdale and Phoenix. Let's have this beautiful state that has manufacturing spread all over it and bring it back, because we level the playing field. And that, to me, is a core principle of a U.S. senator, to put America first.
Start the new year off with free meat. Look, everybody, Good Ranchers is amazing. And Good Ranchers is giving away 40 free chicken breasts to every order that use my promo code Charlie. Whoa. 40 free chicken breasts? It's a lot. That's $150 for free. You could feed a church, a family, a village, 40 free chicken breasts. It's amazing. Where are you going to put all those? Well, you can eat them because they're really good. They want to help you kick the new year off right with a box of 100% American, 110% delicious chicken, beef, and seafood. Eat better, eat healthier, cook more meals at home, and enjoy loads of flavor with one of their many boxes. This is pasture-raised, antibiotic-free, better than organic chicken, and it comes individually packaged, vacuum-sealed, pre-trimmed, and best of all, right now, it's totally free. Meal prep and mealtime may have never been easier because of their pre-seasoned flavors that go straight into the pan and taste so amazing. Every good rancher's order, all American ranchers, by the way, order supports American farms and ranches, donates meals to food banks, and helps you reach your new goals. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. Use promo code Charlie at checkout or visit goodranchers.com/Charlie for your 40 chicken breast for free. Save $150 with this deal. It's a great way to start off the year. Stock up on quality beef, chicken, and seafood that makes a difference in your life and others. Go to goodranchers.com/Charlie to start 2020 on the best possible note, free, delicious meat. 40 free pieces of chicken, delicious, tender, juicy, better than organic, $150 value, totally free, antibiotic-free, hormone-free, pasture-raised, pre-seasoned flavors. Go right now to goodranchers.com/Charlie. So one of the things a senator is able to do is authorize oversight and kind of look at federal bureaucracies or agencies or spending bills. There's been almost no oversight done recently because of Chuck Schumer and all of that. One of the issues that is a big concern to our viewers and our listeners is something that is one of the chapters in the saga that happened recently with the head of the Scottsdale Unified School District Board, Jan Michael Greenberg, who was issuing dossiers on parents locally, maybe illegally, definitely unethical, shouldn't be on a school board. That's done in tandem with Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, who authorized the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security to use the Patriot Act against moms and dads. Will you as a U.S. senator prioritize finding out what happened with Merrick Garland, the AG, because we are seeing the almost criminalization of parents because they dare ask questions about their kids' education?
Great point, and an urgency for our country.
Yes. I mean,
education is our future, you know, for our kids. Amanda Rhea and the parents who have stood up, I've supported them four square and in terms of their efforts. We've rallied with them, I've promised them financial support if they decide they need to go after the school board in order to get justice.
Good. Thank you for that.
For this. And great parents. I mean, this is a huge stand. Another corollary, Charlie, is a beautiful thing occurring in our state where parents are rising up
yes.
to take over those school board positions. That's going to be a beautiful thing coming up in this next election as we see that occur. I've had my team of these many endorsements that I've been fortunate to garner in this election, been asking them, in the Department of Justice, what is it that at the core we want them to continue to do, and what do we not want them to do? Because they've just grown and expanded so much. They've used the tragedy of 9/11, right, when we needed some more surveillance to now get into the private lives of America, which was never intended
That's
for
right.
that. And if we got to de-scope that and bring it back, which I believe we do, then that's got to be a priority. And those people who have chased General Flynn versus Hillary Clinton, what better example do you have of the miscarriage of justice?
Yes. And not going after Hunter Biden.
And not going after Hunter, going after parents.
That's right.
As domestic, I mean, the insanity is Charlie, what has awakened me to not just support conservatives very generously financial over the years for America First folks, but to get into this race and to beat Mark Kelly, because you're going to need people in the Senate floor. And God bless Herschel. Come on and be up there with me, brother.
I love Herschel. We're 100% behind him.
We will, in tandem, bring, of course, he's not a linebacker. He was only a fairly good.
He did win the Heisman.
Fairly good halfback, fullback. But the point being is bring that tenacity
yeah.
to the floor. And have Cotton and Cruz and those guys say,
yeah.
"Hey guys,
Rand Paul, all of them. Yeah.
We're gonna go four square against this Marxism, this creep
yes.
that's going into our system. You guys understand how this? You come in behind us. I'm fortunate to bring a staff, as I mentioned, with Brandon Judd and those type of people in each position that I will be able to help tremendously. I believe." To get things
well, that kind of oversight is necessary, as you well know, and we need senators who are willing to overturn the tables. And, I mean, we would love nothing more than for Arizona's own senator to become known as the oversight guy for the border and for the education issue especially. So I want to talk about another issue that's a big concern to a lot of people, which is vaccine mandates, our response to the virus, not finding the originations of the virus from China, not looking into it. Talk just in general about this. And something that is not always talked about is that we've had an upside-down wealth transfer of $3.8 trillion that I'm sure you benefited from and others did. But muscular class workers, they were locked down and they weren't able to have the same sort of I don't want to say opportunities, but there's no doubt that the lockdowns helped the rich. And I'm not saying that no one deserved to benefit from it, but at the same time, that sort of government interference has created a real lopsided economic condition for some people. Do you think our response to the virus is appropriate, and what will you do as senator to try to basically right the wrongs?
Let me go all the way back to what I think is the root of that evil, and that is Communist Chinese Party.
Yes.
I served 6 years, military officer, paratrooper, engineer officer, front lines, Cold War. Did a lot of training, great training in the military in those days. And I always look at my enemy as my enemy, not as my friend. And that's what Communist China.
So they are an enemy.
They are an enemy.
That's an important thing, because most senators won't call them that.
As the Soviet Union was when I was there.
That's music to my ears. I'm tired of hearing rival and adversary, all that nonsense.
They have no place in Wall Street. They have no place in our universities. They have no place in being given preferential treatment. They're still called a developing country.
It's nonsense.
All of that must stop. Yes. As America first. So then we start recognizing we're pushing back. We're now rebuilding our American country. And we're not isolationists, but we're going to bring that out to the rest of the world from within, not bring it from external. And so we're going to start looking at, okay, what was the origin of that? I think an open dialogue about that would produce the
obvious. A special committee in the Senate would be a cool thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That I think there's about $4 or $5 trillion
of repatriation
owed to this country from
reparations,
Chinese Party on reparations.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So in looking at that situation, that's kind of that core root that I want to bring those kinds of big ideas and must do things to the U.S. Senate floor. Then we've got to get back to the working man and woman.
Yes.
In this country. That's my priority, just like in rural Arizona. That's my priority, is that get it back to those who work with their hands. I've got a special
muscular
place in my heart
members.
For those
yeah.
muscular class members.
You can use that.
My first job of shoveling manures and
there
stalls.
There you go. That's the muscular class.
In Alabama. The point is that those are the people who pay the taxes, who deserve that hand up. We must get away from this two-class system. It's got to be participatory.
Yes.
But everybody in this country believes that they can climb the economic ladders. I've been fortunate and blessed to do.
So one of the things that is confusing people is this worker shortage. We're seeing it in Scottsdale. We're seeing it in Phoenix. I'm sure you've seen it. Part of it is we're paying people not to work, which was one of the dumbest things ever. What you just articulated, though, is that you want to have a vision where people own stuff and they're bought into the system. Is that right?
Have the opportunity to do that. Level the playing field.
Right? Yes.
So, that those
what does that look like? What would you recommend?
Those American jobs belong to Americans, right? Not to open borders, not to China bringing dumping product into our country. They must apply by the same rules that we do. And then build it up from the ground up by using those tariffs as investment tax
yes.
credits to rebuild businesses. The system today is rigged for those in big tech or on Wall Street,
totally.
Things of that nature. You got to have people on the Senate floor who can't be bought. And Charlie,
So let's talk about – that's an important thing because – sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
But almost every politician needs to fill their coffers with some special interest. What makes you different?
Fortunately, I don't have to do it, right? Built a great company, and I intend to use that along with the great folks across this beautiful country in Arizona coming in with us. And we've thousands of small donations that are coming into our campaign already. Use that to say, I'm not going to be allowed, I'm not taking any lobbyist dollars, not taking any PAC dollars.
No lobbyist That's dollars.
Zero. Then you're free to be the American patriot and statesman that the people of Arizona and this country expect you to be.
So you're not taking money from corporate PACs or any of that?
Exactly.
That's new.
This is my money, and those of Arizona and across this country want a U.S. senator that will be America first, will stand up for them, will fight for them. And if I got to have Herschel come alongside and we got to go too wide and go up the middle, that's what we got to do.
Yeah.
Right? Because we've got to refocus on America. We can't keep kicking these cans down the road, or there's not going to be a road. Right? This is really time certain in this election upcoming versus Communist Chinese Party and their minions in Biden and Kelly and
yes.
these others who are selling out our country. It's very obvious with the votes they take, and get back to America first.
So we have a couple minutes remaining. I want to ask you two final things. The first thing is, one of the things a senator is tasked with is personnel and approving and staffing a government for the Biden regime or not, and then also judges. So let's start with judges. What will you be looking for in judges? It's a very important part of a U.S. senator, which is approving or rejecting judge nominees from a president.
Very simple. U.S. Constitution is what this country is built on.
Amen.
If you don't like it, there's great places for you to go. I've offered, and in fact, one lady took me up on it. We're working with her right now for that one-way ticket to Caracas.
Oh, she is?
She has to live there at least 5 years and
never ask for a dime?
And not ask for a dime nor vote.
I would love to send a camera crew with her when there's no running water and
exactly.
The food's infected and you lose 12 pounds in the first month.
Oh, it's like...
it's a great weight loss strategy, though.
Those are opportunities, right, if you want to go there and be of that. But in our judges, you know, we've got a constitution. It's very clear to me. It was written with a lot of great insight, with a lot of people who love this country and a good Lord that helped them through the writing of that. It's just a beautiful document. That's number one in the core principle. It's not to invent laws. That's not their job. We have a judicial, legislative, executive branch, and that's what they were set up for. Also, with the legislative side, you know, you need to get back to doing your job. You know, don't let the executive group run wild with endless wars.
Oh, I totally agree with
that. Don't let them put the State Department in charge of an operation in Afghanistan when the military should be the last out.
Yes, that's right. And that was a disgrace what happened.
An absolute disgrace. Yeah. On the wall in our campaign office, the faces of those 13
Marines.
Every day we come to work. Guys, this is why it's so important.
Yes.
This kind of thing must stop now. So it's very, very straightforward. We've got a great constitution. America first, not China, not anyone else. And that's a pretty common sense approach.
I'd say
that it doesn't take much to judge people in terms of being approving or not approving in government positions.
So the last thing I want to ask you about is the importance of this race. And I'll just kind of clarify this for our audience because there'll be people listening to this all across the country. Arizona currently has two Democrat senators and Biden won. I put it in parentheses, air quotes, because whatever, you know, I'm not so sure of that, but whatever. And so Mark Kelly and Kirsten Sinema, Mark Kelly's up right now. If we want to take back the Senate, there is no path to do that without defeating Mark Kelly. Talk about the national importance of Arizona and then talk a little bit about Mark Kelly, why he's so vulnerable and why we must defeat him.
Well, Mark Rand is a moderate, right? And he has been anything but. With our ads that are beginning to air present day and will go all the way through the election, there will be no doubt in the minds of Arizona what the contrast between layman policy and Mark Kelly are. And it's very, very stark. A America last in Mark Kelly, America first in layman. And that's what I intend for everybody to understand. So there's a very clear distinction. I will not be easy on him. He has got some terrible voting records.
Already.
He is terrible against the Second Amendment. He has voted for open borders. His people go on Politico and brag about driving the buses from the border and et cetera. I am all about Americans first. And you're going to see all those type of contrast with the endorsements that have come our way aplenty with even today, American Conservative Union, CPAC, Matt and Mercedes Slapp, Matt Whitaker, and you'll see dozens of others on our website. That's what I intend is to understand this race in policy of what Arizona and America want to put America first. We're going to run it very hard. We're going to run it very strong. We're working 13 hours a day, 6 days a week now. Arizona will start to see it on all these ads, and I'm out there. We're out with all the folks because this is not a seat of a person. This is a seat for Arizona.
Yeah, amen.
Arizona is a leader. People come here around the country for the American dream, right? This is a great, beautiful state, great, beautiful people, and I intend to represent them with strong vigor. I'm not going to hide in the basement or wherever Kelly is at.
Yeah, he's MIA.
I am going to be.
What are you seeing on the ground? What are you seeing from people as you travel this state?
Oh, my gosh, the enthusiasm. I mean, Charlie, you know, I ask even the organizers of the meeting, if it's a club meeting or an LD meeting or things of that nature, could you look up and see what the audience was exactly 1 year ago? Our audiences are running 40% greater
and that was
than
an election
a presidential
year.
Election year.
Yeah.
And we're bringing that because we're speaking to the people who want someone who will say now what they'll do, mean it, stay the same in the general, and stay the same in the U.S. Senate floor, which I intend very strongly to do, and someone who will fight for them. Someone not going to roll over. Someone's not available to lobbyist or PAC. I am only available to the people of Arizona and this great country to make sure that we put America first, the exact opposite of Mark Kelly. And all the independents will see that as well, so that they understand how badly he's impacting their future as well.
Website, if people wanted to follow or support you?
Jim Lamon, LAMON.com. Love you to join in, jump in. We've got hundreds of volunteers have already organized and doing great things for us. We'd love for you to join in the donation side of this equation as well. Help me to make sure that we absolutely make these sharp contrasts with Mark Kelly and bring this Senate seat back to Arizona on the red side of the equation, but also really on the American first side of the equation.
Amen. We got to beat Mark Kelly. Jim, thank you so much. This is excellent. Thank
Charlie,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.